Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooth.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, some of our friends. We're continuing to celebrate now in our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being part of that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the guy who created all this mayhem and perpetuated it every day. Rich Gannon helps, though. He's a pretty mayhem kind of guy, too. We couldn't do without him for the last almost 20 years. Mullings.com, check that out, folks. Yeah, the hits just keep coming, don't they, Rich? Folks, go to Mullings.com and subscribe to his twice weekly cyber column. You'll be glad you did. Hey, Rich, thanks again for being here.
You bet.
What have we got to looking at with Congress and
Well, they've got a lot on their plate coming back. Remember, because they didn't do, they passed a lot of little things in 2017.
Are they going to get a lot of miles out of in general, other than troublemakers like me? They're going to get a lot of mileage out of the tax cut bill.
I don't think so. I think the election is 11 months away, and there's a lot that's going to happen between now and then, and it's going to be hard. I don't think that if I were running for Congress in Missouri, in a district that was marginally Republican, that I would be able to run on that tax cut bill.
Yeah.
So they got to get some more stuff done, and one of the things would be infrastructure. But they all include spending infrastructure. I mean, America's infrastructure is dreadful. I mean, here in Washington, when you walk around, when you look at the condition of the streets and some of the public buildings and the subway system that keeps falling off the track.
That's a moonshot kind of a program, isn't it?
But you've got to, at some point, you got to shoot for the moon.
Isn't that one of those things, though, that we got to come together in the middle about?
We should do that with almost everything.
Shouldn't this be almost a Pearl Island kind of thing?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, what happens is, Jim, and you know this because we've talked about it a million times, is that, as soon as you say we're going to start looking at a massive infrastructure bill, every infrastructure association heads for the hill, literally, and starts lobbying to make sure that there's enough water, water, sewer, bridges, roads,
Is there anything in 2018 that could see some level of bipartisanship, especially from the standpoint of the Democrats who were in red states? Like immigration, is there a wall / DACA thing there? Is there an immigration slash a minimum wage deal out there somewhere?
There probably are. I think we have to go back. Healthcare may be the one that actually does it. As odd as that may sound,
that is odd.
Way back when you and I first started kind of doing this dog and pony show that we do about once every 6 weeks, I was opposed to the individual mandate. I thought that was unconstitutional taking.
It was unconstitutional.
And but what the Republicans did was they allowed the Democrats to take control of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So when the health care bill, which ultimately failed anyway, or we know when this tax bill took away that the individual mandate, the Democrats made it sound like we were taking away people's health care. No, we weren't. What the bill does, it takes away the fine for not having health care, which is what the individual mandate did. So they completely turned on its head, and Republicans were helpless to fix that. But somewhere along the line, health care, whether it's children's health care or health care, and we've talked about this, that we're the wealthiest country in the history of any world, not just this world. And the notion of people having to beg for health care is just beyond me. Do I know what the answer is? No, because I'm not
smart. Well, one thing, there is an answer out there, but the thing is most of the population can work off of a market-based system, and then we take care of the people who can't.
Yeah, and that's
how
would
we
be
do
fine.
It. That's easy.
Well, I'm old enough to be on Medicare, so I'm on a single-payer system already.
Yeah.
But like most people in my position, I couldn't be on my wife's health care ever because I had bypass surgery almost 20 years ago.
Right.
And she works in a small firm. And if I were on her health care, everybody's premiums would have doubled to have me on there. So this has been an issue for me for a long time. I'm the poster child for this.
But that's where we figure that out. But let's don't throw we can't throw the market-based system bathwater, baby out with the bathwater. That's what we got to fix. Hey, Rich, it's been great again, as always. Come back soon.
Thank you, my friend.
Happy New Year. Yeah, you too. Rich Gaydon, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. We're glad he's part of our world. He'll be back another day if I have anything to say about it. And I will, because I'm the boss around here. I got to go for this hour. My wife is not listening, by the way. Thanks for being here. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.